My Chanukah, as the Gemara in Shabbos, on Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis asks. And the Gemara goes on to tell us the story. But the Rashi says, what's my Chanukah? Al Ezer Neis Kavua, on which miracle was the holiday of Chanukah instituted. So the Gemara goes into the story where they went into the temple. The Chashmonaim beat out the Syrian Greeks, and they went in, and miraculously everything was tummy and defiled, and they found a flask of pure oil that was untouched and sealed. And they took the oil, they lit it, and it lit instead of one day, because it was enough oil for 24 hours, it lit for 8 days. And 8 days, either because that's how long it took to bring in new oil, or it took 8 days to make new oil, whatever the different explanations in the Mefarshim. And it says, after the miracle happened, Lashana Acheres Kavuam, next, the following year they instituted Chanukah as a holiday. So the Gemara clearly states the miracle of Chanukah, it only talks about the oil. However, there's probably a more important miracle than the oil. By I mean more important is, without the war, we wouldn't be alive. The war of the Rabbim Yad Miatim that we focus on in our tefillah, in our benching, in the Al Hanisim, in the Mimei Matis Yohu. We focus on the miracle of the war. So the Mefarshim are bothered. Why does the davening focus on the war, but the Gemara only focuses on the oil? So they explain is really, of course, the war was the greater nace, because it saved lives. We don't do kunsin. We're not into miracles for the sake of miracles. God doesn't operate that way. So if the war was the greater nace, so why does the Gemara not mention the war at all? So as we mentioned, Rashi writes, the Gemara wanted to know on which miracle was the holiday of Chanukah instituted. Was it instituted on the miracle of the Pach Shemen, or was it instituted on the miracle of the war? Like we find the famous Kasha of the Beis Yosef. If we had enough oil for 1 day, and the candles lasted 8 day, we should only celebrate Chanukah 7 days, because the miracle was only seven. So there are many answers, but one of the famous answers is, you're right. For the oil, we're only celebrating 7 days. But on the war, we instituted 1 day on the Nes of the Mochama. There you get the eight. So getting back, so the Mefarshim say, so why was the miracle instituted over the oil and not the war, if the war was the quote-unquote more important miracle? And that's what the Bali Makshava explained, because the danger is kochi v'otzem yadi, that when you're especially fighting a war, but not limited to a war, when you're making a parnasa, whenever you're very involved in something, you're working the land, it's natural to start thinking you're a great agricultural worker. I really know how to put the seeds in. I know how to water everything. I know how to fight the wars. And therefore, if Chazal were concerned, if they instituted the holiday just over the war, so it would all be about Yehuda HaMakabi and Kochi V'Otzum Yodi, like unfortunately some do in the current day, whether it's the 48 war, 67, yes, we did have a great army, but it's only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu worked behind the scenes as well. So the reason why Chazal instituted the miracle on the oil is because the war, as the Ramban says, what's the difference between a nes and teva? Teva is also a nes, but it happens all the time. But a nes, something we malo mi derech teva, that happens once in a while, breaks the laws of nature. And that's why the Bali Muster say, even though it's a greater nes when a baby is born, yet if you're an editor of a newspaper, you're going to talk about Tchiyas HaMesim over childbirth, because it only happens once in a while, but childbirth we take for granted happens all the time. We take it for granted. So they point out that in order to ensure that the oil, we know, was a supernatural nes. So we know it had to come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Chazal said, so what if we focus on the oil, that's the reason why we set up Aleza Nes Kavua, the Yontif of holiday was set up based on the nes, and just like we'll realize, just like the miracle of the oil, which is no argument, everyone agrees it's Lamala Miderach HaTeva, so to realize the Mechama is also L'malo Mederach HaTeva, and we'll appreciate it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.